All right, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Thank you for your patience. I don't know if that. I think most of us have the capacity to unmute ourselves.
I yeah. just did.
Can we get it? Hello?
Madam Chair, did you, I'm not seeing her name. Usually when she calls in on the phone number,
hello?
She doesn't see her name.
Hello, he's on with Nancy.
Yes. Can anybody hear me?
Okay.
Yes. Now you can hear me. I was here all this time and now you can hear me.
Great. Thank you.
Are you talking to me? Telling me thank you for muting me?
I'm calling on you to give the report of the committee.
Yes, you are calling me, but if you are muting me, obviously I cannot talk. I'm trying to talk to all of you in the last hour. And you
if the
are
member
in the
is going to continue screaming.
I'm
asking Chair Mueller.
I'm in point the
phone.
We are waiting for your 6-minute report.
I'm in the phone with Nancy. Stop muting me.
You've been muting us. Peter Otis has been muting us, but I have reached out and I have sent an email to the PMB and to the LSB and to the ED and to Arthur Schwartz that we have been muted.
Is this part of the committee report?
How can I get any report?
What is the matter with you? We've been muted all the time. We have not been having our right to be able to join this meeting. You are
order.
In charge of the moderating, right? Or either Otis McClay.
The board is nothing.
It is out of order.
You don't come. You want us to hold that. You cannot. You cannot prevent people
you
from meeting.
Okay.
You don't
so,
have that right.
You've been using.
Right
you've been using my name publicly. So I'm going to be contacting my attorney to discuss that. The next thing is, please, let me finish. Nobody can mute you in Zoom. You have total control over your muting. So if you choose to sit there muted and then come back and say we did it.
I'm on the phone.
No, you can't, we can't mute you. We still can't mute you. I've spoken.
I have been muted this whole time and Audra is merging on my phone.
You're muted yourself, dear. So we're really begging for your report. We just love to hear from you.
Well, I apologize for muting us.
I didn't mute you. Nobody else.
Somebody did. Who is your moderator?
Please listen to me. Did you hear what Otis just said? We do not have the capability.
Who is the moderator?
You. Okay. Nobody was muted. You muted yourself. Please speak up.
No, I cannot. I'm joining by phone.
I don't care. I can hear you perfectly.
Yes.
Come on, bring it.
Not the hour before. And before public comment, I was trying to talk. Nobody could hear us at all. We're not muting ourselves.
I'm sorry. May I say something?
Yeah.
This is Adriana Casney. May I say something?
Adriana,
it's
yes.
It's true that we are talking about Zoom. We are on the phone. I wasn't able to reach. I reached to Nancy Saibara Naritomi phone. And I was trying to talk. She was trying to talk. Nobody was hearing us. Obviously, I know how to unmute my phone and Nancy Saibara too. Okay, please do not play with us. That is not even fair. You know, I was trying way before the public comment. And obviously, nobody can hear us. What that means?
We'd like to hear the report of the Committee on Inclusion, please.
Like I said, the committee of inclusion, we met and we select our next date. And we have, obviously, Lillian Kerr explained it. We know exactly who the members are. And we have our job and we will meet again in July 29. Yes.
Okay. I received, thank you very much for that report. I received an email from Sister Mama Sonia, and among other things, it was kind of a long email, but it requested that the LSB form an equity, diversity, and injustice committee. And because of the way this governing body is governed, that suggestion will be referred to the Committee on Inclusion and will be discussed in committee, hopefully. I mean, it's up to that committee to evaluate the motion and bring it back to the LSB when it's got some more substance, when it's more than just an idea, which is a perfectly good idea. It's a wonderful idea, but we want to see more concrete. And I have just gotten another technical message that Teresa and Marianne have want to add something to the Committee of Inclusion. So again, I apologize for my technical inability. Teresa?
Yes, I'm confused. Looking at Article 8 under Committee of Inclusion, it says, these committees of inclusion shall include one director and three LSB members from each radio station who shall be elected by their respective LSBs, and such individuals as those four shall choose by majority vote. And I know that you convene the meeting several times, Adriana, and that the other two people of the four could not attend. So you did not have.
You want an answer, Teresa, before
let
you
me finish
keep
the question.
This,
let me
wrong?
Finish the question.
Okay.
So you did not have a quorum to elect anyone else onto the COI. So I'm wondering how you got around that, because that's in violation of the bylaws.
May I answer, Madam Chair?
Thank you.
May I answer, Madam Chair?
Yes, please. It was a question.
Okay, Madam Chair. To start with, you have Lilia Kerr here, and she knows that in the last meeting, three of us, of the four elected, Nancy Saibara Naritomi, Lillian Kerr, and myself, did a meeting that had quorum because we were three of four members.
Oh, okay.
In that meeting, Teresa, please listen instead of keep saying things, okay, that you don't know. Then in that meeting, we, the three of us, with three votes to zero, we accept Mr. Mama Sonia and Susie Moreno. Susie Moreno was so instrumental in the 2018 last COI report that in November of 2018 KPFT did. Nobody else in this foundation did it, but we did. Susie Moreno was in that one, and we accept them. It means at this time, Teresa, elected members according to the bylaws are Susie Moreno, Nancy Saibara Naritomi, Sister Mama Sonia, Lillian Kerr, myself, and Marianne Martinez. That didn't come to that meeting, but that's fine. But she's still being a member of the committee. Okay? That is our roster. And I hope that that explained to you, Teresa, that what you say was wrong. Okay.
What day was that meeting on?
That meeting took place on July the 1st. It was recorded, but it has not been, the minutes and the recording last time I checked, which was earlier this evening, that has not been uploaded to KPFTX at this time, but I'm sure it will be. And Adriana just reported, we met on July 1st. We all formed our subcommittees to take on the various tasks that the COI has taken on, because we have a deadline to report to the LSB by the end of October. the demographics of the listenership and of the programmers. That is our hope. That is our objective. And we, our next meeting will be on July 29th. And again, that information should be posted fairly quickly on kpftx.org.
Yes, they it's posted, and we have our meetings with Maestro. And Maestro is the one that should post. We don't have the recording. I have my private recording, but Maestro was the one recording the meeting, and the meeting should be, the audio should be posted there. Like Lillian said, we have our legal with quorum meeting, and we have our next meeting, July 29th, that is posted there too. And all our members, we decide what we will be working on. When we have more information, we will come back to the LSB and tell us, you know, what our findings of what we are doing. Our committee is not political. We just work. Okay? And like I said, Teresa, I hope that next time you don't waste our time accusing us of things that didn't happen. Okay? Thank you.
Adriana, I just want to thank you for delivering a good committee report. You reported the facts, and you reported your plans, and you made a commitment to report back to the LSB next month. That's exactly what we need in a committee report, and I appreciate it. Moving on, Development Committee. Teresa, is that you?
Yes. Thank you very much. I will be sending out the minutes of the meeting that we had last night. To give you the highlights of that meeting, I would say what's most important is that we are preparing for a capital campaign, and we are also preparing for the August fund drive. I am encouraging people to come forward with a challenge fund. It's always nice at the beginning of a pledge drive to have, $10,000 or $20,000 in advance, so that when a person, it might be motivating to a new listener that's never pledged before, if they know that when they pledge, someone has said, well, I'll match that. It's an incentive for me to give when I know that somebody's going to do that. That's one of the things. The other is we are looking for items that we could give as a raffle item or as silent auction items at events. We are also seriously considering fundraising concerts with, of course, COVID being a consideration. So we are looking for places that we could have them outdoors. If we could find musicians or speakers that we could find that to do fundraisers in that way. And that's about it. And we're also working on calling lapsed donors. We encourage everyone to check to see whether you are current and keep your membership current. Thank you.
That is another really excellent committee report. And I believe the IGM mentioned the development committee in reference to the capital campaign. Did I hear that correctly? And y'all are going to be sitting side by side with that, with Robin and the interim general manager to work on the capital campaign.
I haven't been asked to join the capital campaign at this time.
Okay. I'll just
Madam Chair.
And yeah, yes, the advisory board, PK, do you have a report for us?
Chair, Adriana has a question. Can you recognize it?
Yes, what's your question?
Yes, Madam Chair, I know that you maybe have access to all this. Do you know if anybody else received, you know, we normally receive automatic reminders of our meetings. Today, I received that in the last, I don't know, 5 years, 6 years. Today I didn't receive the automatic reminder of this meeting. Is there any reason for that? Anybody else have the same problem as me?
That is a really good question, Adriana. Thank you. Because when those reminders are automatically generated by
PX,
it's that nobody has to go in and do it.
It's automated.
On KPFTX, so I will take responsibility for bringing that to the attention of the technical department. Thank you so much for reminding me of that. I didn't even, you know, I knew I was going to be in the meeting, so I didn't even notice. So, PK, I'm sorry. I'm circling back to you for a report on the CAB.
Well, the Community Advisory Board has finished its surveys and analysis of the town hall meeting, and I'd just like to ask something to you, Jane, that maybe you can talk to the LSV to find out about it. I know that Dr. Franklin put the town hall meeting online and that people were very upset, or some people were very upset in the LSV meeting and made conjectures that somehow this was a ploy to make the CAB say what I wanted to say. I'm the one person, number one, who gave efficacy to community people, black, white, red, yellow, all of them were precious to me. They had their voice. I did not make anybody say things, but people really are addressing the needs across the board for community radios, whether or not it's KPFT or Goodwill or whatever, that there is a system in place that marginalized people. And right now in Texas, they're even talking about taking away the Brown versus Board of Education. Like, why are you going to start doing the things that put this station in the hands of a few? Do you understand what community is really all about? It's not one community, it's multiple communities. And they all have, or should have, a stake in KPFT. I don't understand that you don't get the difference between currency, money, as in dollars and cents, and people currency, because people have got to matter. If they don't matter, they're going to fall off. And if they fall off, they fall off because they're not being heard. And you all are doing that. The CAB comes together. We don't fight like this. We don't argue like this. We disagree. We absolutely disagree because no one person has the answer. The Community Advisory Board put together this. I haven't typed it up just because I got COVID and I had to just kind of take care of myself for a while. 2.5 years when it was rampant, I didn't get sick, and then I catch it. But I will get this report to you, but I'm wondering if it's going to be a waste of my time if the LSV and none of the committees talk about it. It's the same questions coming up. Who matters? Who matters? The Community Advisory Board isn't trying to tell you what to do. It's analyzing and addressing issues that are standing in the way of you making money. Why, you're doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And when you cost some of the money that came out of it, that didn't come from not raising money. That came because people made malfeasance decisions. They paid their friends. They gave more agency to one person than another person. They took off the whole Rodrigo put together a report. You all have yet to talk about it. And if you can't talk about it, why are we doing this? I think you all want me to just quit. I mean, I think that was evident when I got Zoom bombed with the vilest pornography that I didn't even know existed. And it was a personal affront to me as a woman, but more specifically as a black woman. And I haven't been able to totally let that go, because can you be that angry at someone that you want to dehumanize them and make them into a liar? I have been an agent of KPFT since I knew about KPFT. I've been on all the shows. I have done more marketing for the station than just about anybody next to our friend who was from Iran, who is from Iran, used to do the posters and the t-shirts and things. And yet I feel like I just get beat over the head when we're talking about something that makes a difference. And when I hear you lie about folks who can't speak up for themselves, I am thinking that this goes beyond the pale. We're not going to be here forever. And then what happens to the station? Does it become separate and does it get blown apart? The Community Advisory Board has given you their best selves. My sister worked for NASA. She didn't want to talk about anything where you were fighting. She was solution-based. And we did a lot of good work. A lot of good work. But the big thing is that we don't have an anti-racist and non-discriminatory platform, which means that we cannot create processes and policies that check when it happens. You all don't even seem to understand your microaggressions and gaslighting is debilitating to the effort of people who could really do you a lot of good because they are the people currency of community radio. So I will finish this and have it to you for the next meeting. But in the meantime, I'd like for everybody to take some personal inventory about what their agenda is. Is it for your friend that you like, or is it for doing what's right? Any questions?
That was inspiring, and I really appreciate your commitment personally. I'm just saying it just as a personal ad person and as the person who's chairing this meeting, I just want to thank you for speaking that because it needed to be said. Thank you. And we're going to old business. Richard, can you help me out with this? Do we have anything that needs to be brought up in old business? And I just want to say, PK, if you would like to participate in the Committee of Inclusion and look at Sister Mama Sonia's proposal, that would probably be very welcomed. I hope it would be anyway.
Well, Sister Mama Sonia and I have worked together for a long time and we've done a lot of work together for KPFT. And I really think that it's a disservice to her that she's only going to have a short time on the board because of the way the situations are, which is why we do need to talk about this analysis. I'm all for supporting Adriana. When we could meet in person, we were all kind of working together and getting some really good results out. And then COVID happened, and then it's whoever is in charge for the moment. It won't last always, but we just keep going back and forth, Jane, and it's very discouraging. But yeah, I'm definitely going to help Sister Mama Sonia and Adriana with what it's going to take for the people currency of KPFT because nobody seems to care about them as much as I do.
That was the one piece of old business that I had. I wanted to be sure to circle back around and mention that again. Anybody else?
Can't hear.
Jane, yes. We can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
Jane?
Speak up, Jane.
Thank you. Can you hear me now?
Speak louder.
Okay. It's been doing fine until this very second. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to move my desktop volume up. And where was I? We were at old business.
Yes, this is Sister Mama Sonia. I just have a question. Okay. At the beginning of the meeting, you know, with all of the things that have happened, that was not even, I guess, I don't know when y'all were going to formally let us know that Dr. Franklin was gone that Sandy was no longer the chair or whatever, that you are the chair, that he's the IGM. That was never anything formally stated. So, and I just think that should have been the correct thing to do, so we will know exactly what has happened.
Thank you. That's a good question. Does anybody want to respond to that?
I would like to say something. I'm sorry I missed the very beginning of the meeting, so I was not aware that there was no formal announcement. Have we not seen a formal letter from the executive director? Perhaps that should have been read at the beginning of this meeting, or perhaps it should be posted on KPFT's website.
We have received a letter. Thank you, Teresa.
Madam Chair, if I may just add to that, it was sent out. I know I worked with Robin. Whoever isn't muted, could they mute? Because we're hearing background, a lot of background noise.
If you're not speaking, please mute yourself.
So, when the letter came forward from the executive director, I know I talked directly with Robin. She sent it out to everybody on the LSB. She sent it out to the KPFT list, and I understand she put it on the website. And that is the official appropriate explanation of the personnel actions that have been taken.
Well, I guess what I was saying, and I got the letter, I just believe at the beginning of this meeting, there should have been some sort of formal announcement or something stated so we will know exactly what's going on. Who's the, who's the IGM, who's the new chair, who's this and who's that. I just think that should be that, and I think that just should be what should be done, particularly since we have community on, and they may not know what's going on.
Thank you. And we did, those of us who received the letters, and in case anybody is unaware, I have been serving as vice chair for several months, and as such, when the chair is not available, I'm available to chair the meetings. And that, and the letter announcing the appointment of Sandy Weinman as the interim general manager came from PNB. And while there may be people, members of the public in this meeting, and that was an oversight. And thank you for bringing it to our attention. With somebody else there, Ted. Hi, Ted.
I would like to know if anything has been provided to this body that explains the legal processes that were followed that brought Sandy to the position of being the interim general manager, and what role, if any, this local station board has or does not have in the process.
To the best of my knowledge, the local station board was not a party to that process. It came directly from PNB. And Sandy, are you awake?
More or less.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We've all had a very tough time, you know.
Let me know when we see my hand up.
There's anything you want to add to that, Sandy?
Only that I was contacted by Stephanie Wells and asked if I would volunteer to take the position. So that's what I know. She said there was a pool of candidates that were assessed, and she selected me out of that pool. So that's what I was told. I was also told it was a decision of the PNB and herself to get to the conclusion. And the letter that was posted on the website, sent to the LSB and et cetera, that was referenced by Robin, really sums up everything very nicely.
Thank you.
sent by Stephanie. So that's all I can add. By the way, GM at KPFT, you can write me if you want to meet, you want to speak on the phone. I'm open to it. I'm trying to be as open and transparent as is possible. Thanks. Appreciate the opportunity to speak.
All right. Are there any other items that wasn't even
hand up? Oh. Is there any way that they can be called?
I'm sorry?
Adriana Castell, I have my hand up since a long time, before even Ted.
Thank you. I'm very sorry, Adriana. My technology does not show it to me, and I've depended on other people to text me and tell me who has their hand up. So I apologize. It's entirely my technical problem, and it certainly is nothing personal. So it's Adriana, and then who was that? Who was the next person? Was it Nancy?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm so back. Adriana and then Nancy.
Okay. The first thing that I need to ask.
Adriana, is this old business?
I tried to talk, already was referred part of this just now. I am the chair, the secretary of the PNB Audit Committee. I want to know the situation. Sandy just explained it, but I asked him and he didn't answer to me. That's why I'm asking now in a public place. He said in July 8th, he informed the chair, the pro tem chair of the audit committee, that although he informed the board on my resignation, they let me by vote to accept it. There are those that will not vote to accept. There is precedent. He explained all of that. And he said that it is the sentiment is that they want to keep me on the board, but not as chair. I want to know, and I asked them, and I didn't receive my answer. How could it be? Was it a private meeting where you talk to people and they told you that the board doesn't want you to resign? First of all, it's not any need to accept your resignation. But how come you, in July 8th, say that the board doesn't want to, the sentiments not want to keep you on the board, even though as a chair? You say that in an email when I didn't even know anything else about the issue. I mean, who are the board members? Are meetings for some part of this board? They meet outside in meetings that we are not all of us included? Because how can you tell to the pro tem chair of the audit committee that the sentiment of the KPFT LSB board is that they want to keep you on the board? I cannot understand that issue. I'm very sorry, but I wasn't informed. I wasn't part of that LSP meeting. Did I miss any LSP meeting? I don't hear any answers.
No, I am considering my response, and I don't think you missed any LSP meetings.
May I say something?
Jane, we cannot hear the last part of your sentence. Your voice was,
I'm so sorry. I don't know what is happening with my computer. I'm right here.
I would like, this is Teresa. I'd like to respond to what I think is Adriana's question.
What did Jane say? The last sentence, Teresa, before
No, I'm not
spoke.
Asking you, Teresa. I'm very sorry. I don't want your answer, Teresa. I want Sandy Wyman. He was the one that I'm directing the question to, not to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Technically, Adriana, you should address the question to me, but I don't have a ready answer. And
I answered, please. I'm sorry.
Adriana, please. I'm chairing this meeting, and you can address your questions to me, and then I will defer it to Sandy. Thank you.
Okay. I asked Sandy in writing in July 9, and I didn't receive an answer. That's why I'm asking now.
And do you have a question for the board?
I have a question for Sandy Wyman. When he knew that the sentiment of the board was to keep him in. How?
That question is out of order, Adriana. And
no,
if you have an issue with Sandy, I suggest
point of order.
If I might, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Adriana, I'm not quite sure exactly what you're asking, but what I said was it's the will of the body. It's the same process we followed before, whether you question if it's right to your interpretation of the bylaws and Robert's rules, et cetera. But that's exactly what I meant, was it's up to the will of the body to accept what I wrote. That's simple.
Sandy, but okay, it's not so, what you answered, what you wrote in your email. You wrote that the sentiment of the board was keeping you.
I heard from a couple of board members that it would be a shame.
Okay,
so there you go. But I don't think there's anything nefarious here.
No, never is. I know.
I don't see anybody else volunteering to work, do a full-time job on top of the rest of their life and not get paid for it. That's just my, that's probably out of order. Sorry.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Nancy had a point of order.
Okay. I had, Teresa, I did have Nancy ahead of you. I'll be right with you. Nancy.
A point of order, usurps anything. I mean, you're supposed to go right away and get it addressed. You know, the LSB, we were ignored. We are supposed to make a pool of candidates. We are supposed to evaluate Dr. Franklin after 1 year. We're supposed to vote on the evaluation and give it to the ED. This is the bylaws. But none of this happened. The LSB was like, poof, pushed out of the way. Our judgment, our research, no investigation was done. Those kind of evaluations of GM, they take 3, 4, 5 months. You have to investigate and interview many staff and the membership. It's not done easily. It has to be done carefully and with evidence. But we were not even part of it. So this is like a secret society going on. And the bylaws was violated. And Sandy Wyman, you sent us a letter. And what you said was, I am writing to inform all that affected today, July 1st, 2022, that I am resigning from the KPFD local station board. Okay, so Rodrigo Bravo is the next runner up and should be recognized on tonight's meeting, his first meeting. And this has not been done yet. And this is out of order in violation of the bylaws.
Thank you for your comment.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
To my knowledge, our general manager, our general managers have always been seated. They're a non-voting member of this board. And in the instance of Sandy, it's a temporary thing. I'm assuming he is not going to be permanent general manager. He's not, he was appointed by the executive director, and it is not a permanent thing. So he probably doesn't want to relinquish his LSB membership. He can recuse himself from votes. He certainly would not be evaluating himself, for example. But if you want the LSB to vote as to whether to accept his resignation, we can certainly take a vote.
Thank you, Teresa. I don't.
Point of order, Nancy.
What is your point of order, Nancy?
We cannot take a vote to accept or not accept a resignation because that is a Robert's Rules of Order that is inconsistent with our bylaws. Our bylaws says clearly when removal from the LSB is, it's got five different things, but the first one is death or resignation. Immediately, you are removed. So he's off the board since July 1st at 10 a.m. or whenever he sent that email. We don't have the right to vote to accept or not accept. There was a mistake done. Let me finish. There was a mistake done in 2015 by previous KPFT LSB. And both factions, nobody questioned that. Ted said, oh, we can, by Robert's Rules of Order, we can vote to accept or not to accept the resignation. And so we didn't look it up. Neither, nobody, both sides did not look it up to see that that was in violation of the bylaws, which says when there is a death or a resignation, that is a reason for removal, among other things, like a recall action or a removal trial, election to public office. There are a lot of other reasons, a 2% majority class action recall. But resignation as of July 1st, and after 10 a.m., when he sent that resignation, he said, I am resigning from the KPFT local station board. And the next meeting, he's replaced by the next runner-up. And this has not been done. This is really egregious that we have not even put him on the roll call, Rodrigo Bravo. He deserves to be there. What are we doing?
Out of order. This is not germane to the conversation. This is not what...
It very much is. It's a violation of the bylaws, and that's the reason you give a point of order.
You have been warned. This is completely...
What are you warned? I have given you the bylaws that we have just violated. Are you going to act on this, Chair?
Sammy was appointed by the executive director, and it was all cleared through the PNB legal department. It is not germane. It is not relevant to the agenda of this LSB meeting. I'm calling...
Oh, I beg to differ. I beg to differ. You don't know the bylaws enough to be the chair.
New business?
Madam Chair, Adriana, I have a question.
Does it pertain to new business?
Like I said, you just answer a point of order with a warning. The bylaw and the Robert Rule of Order say that the point of order is any member have the right to bring a point of order when they think that the rule are being break. You can decide whatever and you have the majority to allow you to do whatever. But you cannot warn somebody because that is the right of a member to present a point of order and the obligation of an LSB member to put a point of order. You can say yes or no, and if you challenge, the board need to decide if we support you or not. But you cannot have the right to sign in a member with a warning because present a point of order. That is totally, it doesn't make even any sense. It's a kangaroo call.
I cannot tolerate being screamed at and interrupted.
Who screamed at you?
Your choice here.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but you gave her the floor with the point of order, and you allow me to answer exactly that. I don't know what you're talking about, scream at you. At the beginning, you don't hear me, and now I'm screaming at you. I don't know what you are trying to tell.
Madam Chair, this is the Secretary. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Nancy made her point of order, and you ruled on her point of order. You said it was not germane. If somebody doesn't like that, then they question the...
I challenge the ruling of the chair, Madam Chair.
All right, so let's vote.
Okay. Richard, you want to call the roll on the challenge of the ruling of the chair?
Point of order.
Yes.
Before we vote, you get to speak first, second, or last. Every member of the body gets to speak or pass. Then we vote.
I don't know what we're voting on.
The appeal decision of the chair.
I ruled you out of order, and you appealed the ruling of the chair. So we will now go call the roll. See who supports the ruling of the chair and who opposes it.
Excuse me. So if we disagree with the ruling of the chair, we vote against. I'm still, it's so much going on right now.
It's hard. I understand. That's exactly right. It was not germane to what we were discussing, and it was not a motion, and I ruled it out of order.
So if we disagree with the chair, we vote how?
No. If you disagree with the chair, you vote against sustaining the rule of the chair.
It's okay, thank you.
Vote. Madam Chair.
Okay, I am not clear, Ted, on everybody, every single person in this meeting has to comment on that.
Everyone has the opportunity to comment.
Okay, great. We're going to go around the circle. Let's go. We've got 20 minutes.
Chair, this is Nancy. You know, I had several bylaws that I wrote for several complaints. So it's probably confusing to everybody, like, which one were you?
Point of order.
We are discussing the ruling of the chair that is not germane right now. Thank you. Richard.
No, but that's not a judgment that a chair can make on a point of order. A point of order means a
take a vote and you're screaming.
Violated.
Point of order. We're trying to take a vote on the ruling of the chair.
Nobody's warning you for taking the floor
so
without.
You did not get the chair. You did not get the permission from the chair to speak. Who is that? McPherson?
Neither
the
did you.
Supposed to be an attorney.
Ibarra, Naratomi, whatever your name is.
Yeah, I know you don't like my name. That's I also complain. And in the finance committee, he won't say my name. It's too much trouble.
We're starting to
that's
vote.
The kind of respect he has for Stop people it. Of color.
How do you vote?
They don't know what you're, look, the point of order was that the process was not done right, for one thing, about Dr. Franklin being removed by the PMB or in secret behind doors. I don't know what it was.
And it's out of order now. It has nothing to do with the LSB. Dr. Franklin resigned and his interim general manager, our interim general manager was appointed by the PNB, by the executive director. That's absolutely.
How do you know that? We don't know that. We've never been shown a resignation by the manager. Why is it that you know that, Jane?
She did.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
It's Teresa.
Now, wait a minute. My point of order and, about the process and the bylaws. Also, about the, let's take this one about the resignation of Sandy Wyman. Very clear. What he said to us, it's in writing. Okay, then Rodrigo Bravo must be on the board tonight.
And all of that. And all of that is still on
the
table.
Does this person have the floor? Does this person have, who is that?
That's the secretary saying everything
yeah,
that you just said is on the table. It's on the table.
Floor.
Relax, relax. It's on the table. It's there. It's sitting right there.
Okay, let's just do that. You call that not germane, right?
Madam Chair. Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Thank you, Susan.
The point of, no, we're on a point of order or an objection to the chair, Susan. Wait in line.
Hey, Nancy, I've just been recognized and you are yelling and you won't stop yelling and you're taking up all of the space. Madam Chair, may we go ahead to your ruling on the point of order?
Yes, I'm asking.
Rodrigo needs to be on the board tonight.
To sustain.
Sandy Wyman has resigned.
And
the bylaws are very clear.
That is not true. It's not true. It is baseless in fact, and you don't have your facts in order, so please stop saying it. Teresa, did you have something to say?
I'm ready to vote, Madam Chair. I'm ready to vote, Madam Chair.
Great, thank you. Richard, are you ready to take a vote?
Yes.
You have to ask everybody and let everybody opine. You don't just let Teresa opine.
Exactly.
What is the matter with you, Jane? Fairness.
Okay. Are we moving to a vote on this?
I'm still confused. What
Adriana,
is
Adriana? Adriana appealed the ruling of the chair.
I'm ruled Adriana out of order. We're voting to
what?
No, no,
what?
No.
I'm not ruled out of order.
No, you said that Nancy's point of order was not germane, and Adriana appealed the ruling of the chair. So we need to vote on that.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
All right. So we're appealing the ruling of the chair.
Right. You have to allow
have the right to speak.
Which wasn't
you even have the right to speak at that point. You cannot select whoever you want to talk in favor or against you, Madam Chair.
Because point of personal privilege. Point of
it
personal
is already
privilege, Madam Chair.
She's young too. Teddy's asking
Madam Chair, point of personal
privilege. We are not allowed.
Adriana, you're not the only one who gets to yell. Point of personal privilege.
Oh my God.
Will the chair please maintain order so that we can proceed with the vote?
We have the right to speak first. I know that you prefer to do it.
You discuss.
I move to adjourn. I move to adjourn. This is stupid. People just screaming. You're not interested in accomplishing anything.
Exactly.
I move we adjourn.
I mean, we have met for 3 hours.
I second the motion to adjourn.
I second.
It's not debatable.
It's not debatable, and
we have something pending before.
The meeting will be August 10th at 7 o'clock.
Thank you. The meeting is adjourned.
You cannot.
No.
You cannot vote. Read it by law.
Vote on the motion to adjourn.
A person of color.
I call Rodrigo for a vote on the motion.
Excuse me. I am a person of color as well. Please don't speak like you speak for all of us as well, please. We all have our own voice.
I'm speaking for Rodrigo Bravo.
Well, let Rodrigo speak. Rodrigo has his own voice. Please.
He's not allowed to be on the board, Lillian. Madam Chair, there is a motion to adjourn and a second on the floor. They are not debatable. May we vote?
We have something before.
No, it's not debatable.
Person speaking is not on the board.
She is recognized.
And none of the people on the board who are yelling have been recognized. Y'all can't just shout out adjourn. What the hell is happening
Secretary,
here?
This person is not on the board and should not be taking part in this meeting.
Rodrigo is not on the board, so how can he speak?
That's not Rodrigo speaking.
You need to let
That's
him
Serene
get on
Robert
the board.
Speaking.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, Teresa.
Okay. There was a motion
The second time Teresa gets to speak, there are other people in this board.
I was recognized. Madam Chair, there was a motion on the floor, and that was to sustain the chair. I think the secretary needs to take that vote.
Secretary's trying to.
After that vote is taken, if someone wants to move that we adjourn, that's further business. But I would like to vote.
There are
Mr. Secretary, can you ask
for
my vote? Can we get started?
These people will not let us vote because they continue to scream at us and they won't let us do any business. That is the reason for my motion to adjourn.
Who gave you the floor, sir?
I just
Who
took it the same
you
as you
the floor,
did.
Adriana? Who gave Nancy the floor?
You yelled out of a meeting.
Let's take a vote on something. Just shut these people up who just keep screaming at us.
Madam Chair, you need to get
nice
the meeting.
Nice language, sir.
Richard Giselle, I vote yes.
Okay, this is a vote.
This is
a vote.
This is out of order. Point of order.
Sustain the chair.
Just call the next member. And we don't need Serene Roberts telling us interrupting our meeting.
Okay, so please go down the roll.
Okay, this is a vote to whether to sustain the chair's ruling that point of order was not germane. Either you're in favor of the chair's ruling or you're against it.
Point Teresa of order. Allen. This is out of order.
Teresa Allen.
Point of order.
Allen says yes.
That's Serene Roberts talking to us from New York. We do not need you on this meeting.
Please stop talking that way. We're going to have that light set. Keep going with
point
the
of personal privilege.
We do not need Serene Roberts on the meeting.
Personal privilege. Point of personal privilege.
Madam Chair,
the members, point of personal privilege. We have members who are disrupting the meeting, impeding its progress, not allowing us to take a vote. I ask that the chair eject those members. I refer specifically to Adriana Kostanev and Nancy Saibar and Nara Tomy.
Who gave you the floor,
I ask that they be ejected.
Who gave you the floor?
Matt, we have to vote to eject. And both
that's
of you
not really a point of personal privilege.
It is absolutely a point of personal privilege.
No, it isn't. It's like
the floor that she won without asking for the floor. We know.
Mac, would you frame it as a motion?
I move that the obstructive members, Adriana Kostanev and Nancy Saibara Naratomi, be ejected for their disruption of this meeting.
Second.
In the middle of a vote on the sustaining of the chair's ruling. And what we're talking about is my point of order about a resignation is a point for removal according to our bylaws. Sandy resigned on July 1st. He wrote it.
Madam Chair, you have my point of personal privilege.
And my understanding,
read the bylaw.
Ed, I need your help here. Does his point of personal privilege supersede the vote on sustaining the action of the chair?
No.
Okay, so Mac, we're going to vote on sustaining or rejecting the action of the chair. We're going to get through that really quickly. And
okay,
then we're going to vote on the order of the meeting.
Okay, Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Yes.
Point of order, Nancy.
Britton.
Point of order.
Britton, we're going to vote, Nancy.
We have to do the point of order first, where the chair...
Serene, we do not need you in this meeting. Serene, we do not need you in this meeting. You are not in this meeting. You are not in this meeting.
Please keep the vote.
You are in New York City.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are voting.
David Britton. Lillian Kerr.
I vote to sustain the chair's position.
Okay, Adriana Kostanev. Oh, that was a yes.
That was a yes.
I vote no.
No. Henry Faust, I'm sorry. You there? Robert Gartner. Patrick Hoyt. Wally James.
Yes.
Yes. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. Marianne Martinez? Marianne, you there? Sean Kelly McPherson?
Yes, please.
Yes. Frank Pretka? You there, Frank? Nancy Saibara Naratomi? Nancy?
No.
No, okay. Jane Scheidler?
I'm passing.
Pass, okay. Deb Shafto? Sister Mama Sonia?
No.
No. Richard Uzel, I'm gonna pass. Sandy Weinman.
Abstain.
Abstain.
He cannot vote. He's not on the board.
Ted Weissel.
He cannot vote. What are you doing?
Can you call the meeting to order and let this vote happen? Ted Weissel?
I'm passing because I was not given an opportunity to speak to this, nor was anyone else.
Okay, let's see, Egberto Willis. You there? Susan Young?
Yes.
Yes. somebody passed. Jane passed. Scheidler?
Yeah, I don't think it's appropriate for me to vote in this particular case.
So you're abstaining?
Yes.
Abstain. Okay. This is Uzel. I'm going to abstain also. Ted, do you want to vote?
What is the status of the vote right now?
Can we ask that question?
There's six yeses and one, two, three no's and three abstentions.
No, I'm passing.
Yeah, but it's you're the last one. Do you want to vote or not?
Not without a debate.
No. So that's no, or that's not voting?
That's an abstain.
Not voting.
Okay, no, it's not voting. In me. Okay, Egberto's not there. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six yeses. Three noes. The chair has been sustained.
This is not a quorum, nor a quorum of a quorum.
Yeah, it is.
I re-urge my motion to adjourn.
Yes, sedisse quorum.
Yet.
I second the motion to adjourn.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Thank you, Teresa. Go ahead.
Yes, I move to adjourn.
No, he's already moved to adjourn.
I don't, just in case he wasn't recognized, I'm moving.
And I second.
Okay, this is whether we adjourn or not. And I'm going to start at the other end. Susan Young.
Yes.
Yes, Egberto Willis. Vinicius, okay, we got that. Ted Weissel.
I'm not voting.
Not voting, okay. Weinman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Uzel, abstain. Sister Mama Sonia.
Abstain.
No.
Abstain.
Oh, you're abstaining also?
Yes.
Okay, I got you. Abstain. Jane Seidler.
This does not affect me.
This is a vote on whether to adjourn or not, Jane. Do you vote?
Point of information.
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am, isn't it, Madam Chair, doesn't the secretary usually ask the chair last how they vote?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that. That's fine. That's cool. Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Pass.
You're passing? Okay. Frank Pratka. You there, Frank? Sean Kelly McPherson.
Yes.
Yes. Marianne Martinez. Mike Lewis.
Yes.
Yes. Wally James.
Yes.
Yes. Henry Faust, I'm sorry. He's not there. Adriana Casanave. Adriana? I'm sorry? What'd you vote?
I said pass.
Pass, okay.
Thank you.
Lillian Kerr?
Yes.
Yes. David Britton? Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we had two passes. Nancy Sabara-Naratomi? Is it a vote to abstain, to adjourn or not? Are you going to vote, Nancy?
I'll vote no. I'll vote no.
No. Okay, no. Adriana Casanave. Adriana? You passed, Adriana. You want to vote?
I said abstain.
Abstain, okay. Okay, did I miss anyone?
No.
The chair, you asked the chair last.
Oh, okay. Jane, you want to vote on this?
I think I can vote on this, and I vote yes.
Yes, okay. Seven to one. We're adjourned.
Who are the seven? I only count five.
Okay, Nancy asked who the seven are, I'm going to say. Teresa Allen, Lillian Kerr, Wally James, Mike Lewis, Sean Kelly McPherson, Jane Schuyler, and Susan Young. That's seven.
Counting six.
And the no was Nancy Sabara-Naratomi. So it's 7-1. Good night, folks.
Thank you all.
Bye. Thank you. See you next month. Thank you all for participating so enthusiastically and bringing your very best selves to this meeting. We appreciate it very much.
Follow the bylaw. That's all.